Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. This weather is not the best way to start a Monday.
It's a mepa.
That was cute. It's not a wepa. It's a mepa. Mepa.
Mepa.
Oh, boo.
And mepa is not a real word.
I believe
just,
you.
Just for the record.
How do you say rain in Spanish?
Lluvia.
Yuya?
Yuvia.
Yuvia.
L-L-U-V-I-A. Yuvia.
Ah, thank you. I was trying to say it with a Y, not an L.
Well, same concept, but it's yes. Double L.
Oh, this rain is not pretty, but it's supposed to warm up and be nice today. So
that's what they say.
I'm fine with that.
I keep my fingers crossed.
This weekend, Saturday, was insane.
It was not it.
Ah, it was beautiful. Yesterday was garbage. Saturday night was garbage.
Okay, I thought you were talking about night.
During Saturday the day, it was 70 degrees, man.
The wind was wild,
it was
though.
Wild.
Whipping.
But fun.
But Saturday night,
yeah.
Not as fun.
It
got a little hectic.
Fair enough.
And then Sunday was
garbage. Yesterday was garbage all around. We're not even going to talk about yesterday. Nope. We're just going to act like it didn't happen. Nope. We're just going to move on with our lives.
Honestly, you don't even understand how relative that is, fam.
My gosh.
Boy.
All right,
girl.
So my cousin, he always goes, girl.
Queen. Yes, queen. No, for real. This weekend was...
It was wacky. All right, coming up next, we've got the question of the day.
Uh-huh.
We'll discuss our weekends a little bit. Lots happening. It's all next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Wow, we have to bring up the weekend when we talk about the question of the day because you had some drama.
Hey, yo.
Drama.
It was interesting to say the least.
My question is, what's the craziest thing that's happened to you this weekend? That's the question of the day. DZ?
Go.
You go first. I'll wait.
I looked at Allie. I was telling her what happened. She said, well, we got the question of the morning.
I think
there.
We know what's going on now.
What was the craziest thing that happened to you this weekend?
DZ, I had a smooth, easy weekend. I was with my children. We went to see a Diary of a Wimpy Kid at First Stage downtown. We had dinner at State Street Pizza Pub. It was a beautiful 70 degree day. How was your weekend, DZ?
So the craziest thing was Diary of a Wimpy Kid for you.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Basically.
What was the craziest thing for you?
At
the wind downtown.
Five times. Come on, tell me.
Cut to it. What happened?
Bro, we got our car hit over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, thankfully.
Done, done, done. Bye.
I know it sounds wild. Everybody's okay. Nobody got hurt. We weren't in the car, actually, even, when our car got hit.
Yeah, thank God.
But it was our neighbor. Our neighbor hit our car over the weekend, y'all.
Oh, no. This is one of those things where you got to see each other again. You got to work it out and figure it out, because it's going to be awkward.
We got real friendly real quick after that happened, yep. Boy. Man, so what ended up happening is on Saturday evening, mm-hmm. they were moving some stuff between like a trailer yeah. to a U-Haul, mm-hmm. right? And they had come over a little bit earlier and went, hey, do you mind if you move one of your cars
yeah.
so that we can pull the U-Haul up a little bit?
So you're in Bayview, so parking's already questionable, right?
Yeah. Right. And mm-hmm. we had both of our cars parked on the street,
right?
Not normally one in the garage like we normally do. So it was like, all right, yeah, no problem. We moved one of our cars, mm-hmm. right? Do you want me to move the other car? I asked my neighbor. It's like, no, don't worry about it.
He said no.
The little bit of space. The little bit of space right there. I'm talking with his wife at this point, right? She was like, okay, cool. So pop out, pop back inside. And I'm like, all right, bet. Let's say maybe 2 hours yeah. go by, right? I'm looking out the window, being nosy. And I know.
Ah, you finally got in the alley zone, didn't you?
When the windows are open, I can't help it. Anything I see out the window, I'm going to look at it.
Totally.
I'm like a Labrador.
So the windows are open.
Windows open, plenty things. The block is hot. I'm like, dang, the block is active right now. So my mm-hmm. wife is like, oh, what's going on?
You're excited, yeah.
The new neighbor across the street was moving some stuff. Colin, I just said a name. Well, I don't remember. Whatever. Colin, our
just
neighbor.
Just bust him out already.
Was back in the U-Haul up.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was helping them move, directing him. And then a car trying to get around Colin.
Oh,
so the
no.
block is hot. There's like 5 people outside on the street right now. I'm like, dang, what's going on?
Oh, no.
I'm looking at the new neighbor because I'm nosy. Like, oh, who's the guy? Who yeah. moved in, right? When all of a sudden I see the guy directing my neighbor's U-Haul, wave his hands frantic. Hey, hey. I'm like, dang, what's going on?
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. Shortly after, he comes to the door. Toon, toon, toon. I'm so sorry, dog. I hit your car.
Oh, no.
Did a little damage. I'm like, ooh, a little damage.
There's like pros and cons here. Thank God you weren't in the vehicle.
Thankfully.
Thank God you know who did it and he came and told you.
Right.
But con, somebody hit your damn vehicle.
Somebody hit my car.
And now you got to go deal with that. That's like a whole thing in itself.
He didn't realize he had popped my tire. So when we go out there after I put my slips on, I'm like, I'm like, dang. He's like, I didn't notice I hit the tire too. He caused bumper damage, side panel damage. Dude said it was probably going to be like up more than $4,000. Let's just say
it's going to be not cheap if you did that much. If it's body and inside.
And
oh
tire.
My gosh.
So we had to put the donut on. Shout out to his friend Kenny.
Oh, no.
We helped us put the donut on.
The block was really hot, real.
The block was big hot, and then I got added to the heat because my car got hit.
Oh, man.
So that was the craziest thing that happened to me this weekend,
DZ did not get into a car accident. Somebody hit his car, and now he's got to go deal with that today.
Unfortunately, yeah.
That's the worst.
It is, quite frankly. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Bad way to hit the weekend and bad way to start the week because the tire place was closed.
Well, it's funny that you said what's the craziest thing that happened this weekend because you got your car hit by a neighbor accidentally. A tire popped.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter and Racine texted in and said, we tried to go to the Racine movie theater to seek shelter. They were closed. We can't get popcorn. Still looking for a shelter. What the hell? Is that a joke?
What's Peter talking about?
I don't know, dude. And then somebody said, if possible, could you send a birthday shout out to my son, Marcus Hansen? He's 12 today. Huge basketball fan.
There you go, young man Hansen.
There you go. He's on the radio. Okay, Feliz craziest cumpleaños. Thing that happened to you, or maybe it wasn't so crazy. DZ, your car got hit.
I got to handle that, man. And obviously, they're going to cover the expenses, but
yeah.
At the same time, if I can just get my tire fixed to get myself off a donut today, I need that done.
You got to get the tire done today.
I don't want the babies in the car with a flatty.
No.
You know, I don't want them with a donut on. Nah, that's not cool.
Not at all.
So I need to do that.
You got to at least get the tire taken care of. All right, 414-533-1037. Craziest thing that happened to you this weekend. Did your car get hit like DZ's?
Hopefully not.
We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So DZ's weekend was wild. His car got hit. His tire got popped.
By my neighbor.
We're talking about the craziest things that happened. I had a pretty uneventful great weekend with my kids and friends, so I got no drama.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid is crazy.
Oh, it was cute. First Stage did a great job, but there was nothing crazy about it. Other than the wind downtown.
The wind was wild.
And I will admit, my boys got their first dose of drunk people on Old World 3rd Street in the middle of the day because of the Brewer game. And I taught them, I said, and this is what mommy does when you're at daddy's.
Just look at mommy's people when you're not around, boys.
Here's mommy's adult fun, guys. You see all those people on the patios? That's mommy.
You see that lady on the corner? That's my friend.
They were loving it. They were fascinated because there was people out when it was 70 degrees. All right. That's good. Your car hit. Jules is calling in Greendale. She had a very exciting weekend. Ooh. Jules, thank you for calling in.
What was the craziest thing that happened?
No problem.
She texted and I said, you got to call in. And she did.
Oh, share with the class.
Come on, Jules. Tell them all.
I got engaged.
Yay! That's what I'm talking about.
And then there was a tornado. She got engaged on Saturday. What happened? Tell us everything.
So we went out to dinner, and then
bust them out.
It was very low key. We went to the Panther Pub in Greendale. Nice. No shout out.
Okay,
shout out.
I'm painting the picture. I've been to Panther Pub. Go on. Uh huh.
Yep. And then we took a walk around the walking trails, and then we stopped at the gazebo, and he got down on one knee and proposed.
Boy caught a cramp and said, "Ow, ow, ow!" And then popped the ring out.
Now you got to get married in downtown Greendale. Now that you got engaged there.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, Greendale is kind of sentimental for us because that's where the gazebo is where he asked me to be officially his girlfriend.
I want to marry you. Let me marry you. I want to marry you.
Allie wants to officiate the wedding. She's calling dibs.
But I will be one. I will become
She'll
one.
She'll become one just for it.
And the Lord said, boom, you're married.
Boom.
You'll get an invite in the mail.
And I'm tagging along.
You are too, DZ. Of course you're invited, DZ. Bring the boys.
Let's go. Jules, that's so amazing, though. Well, come on. I mean, let's be honest, obviously.
She said bring the boys.
Jules, that's crazy, but that's a crazy good one right there. What a way to celebrate the weekend.
I hope Panther Pub is listening. They really should have it. You should have the reception there.
Did you put it on the breadsticks?
Well, we have a slight connection with the Panther Pub. His mom's a manager there. So he was in on it too. So.
Big ups to moms. Mama Bear was in on it.
Mm-hmm. Jinx.
Yeah.
We said at the same time.
Jules, nice.
Congratulations. We're so
happy for you. Have a great
Monday when you're telling everyone all about it and flashing the ring, because that's what she's going to be doing.
The ring is flashing.
Show the ring, girl.
Hi, everybody.
Have
ring
a great day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Finally, day 5. She has earned her theme song today. What a way to kick off a Monday. Ebony is calling Pewaukee to Milwaukee.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey,
good morning, Ebony.
Yeah. Good morning, y'all.
Yeah. You got your song. We don't have it to play right now, obviously, but we're going to get
it. It's okay. It's coming soon, though.
Mm-hmm. She picked Rick Ross, Hustler, and we are here for it. So that will be your song when you call back tomorrow.
It just seems fitting.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored.
Ebony, did you have a crazy weekend or no? Because DZ's car got hit. Jules and Greendale got engaged.
You topping either
one? I know. I'm so happy for her, by the way. Congrats. Uh-huh. Congrats. Right. You know, I hope that a man stumbles upon me and throws a ring at me one day.
Throws a ring.
Just stumbles upon her and throws it.
I mean, just give me something here. But anyway, so... I mean, my weekend was okay, but see, I got a 5-pound mixed dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
We love her so much. Her name is Megan.
Uh-huh.
I took her out in the morning on Saturday. She's running around in the yard like usual. Mm-hmm. And I grab a basket from my car, and I'm on my way back upstairs. And usually she runs in the house before me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're carrying something in front of you, of course, you cannot see down when you're holding it.
Did the dog trip you? Oh, hell no.
Right.
Go on.
No. Hold on. It gets worse. So I'm getting up the stairs, right? I make it all the way up there. I put the basket down. I lock the door. I'm living my life for about 30 minutes. And all of a sudden, my neighbor calls me. I'm like, what is she calling me for?
I know.
Answer the phone, and she said, hey, Megan's in my backyard.
I got your dog.
she never chewing on my garden.
Ah!
I said, oh.
No!
I thought she was in the house.
Oh, don't eat those tomatoes or those cucumbers.
I went down there. I open up the door. Her front paws, bunny, everything, just muddy.
Veggies.
Bath time.
Oh my God.
That was wild enough, Ebony. But the more important thing, you got your theme song.
You got your theme song and your dog ran away.
Let's go.
Happy theme song day, Ebony. Happy theme song.
Thank you so much, y'all.
You're listening to
Everybody. 103.7 Kiss FM. Don't forget, it's Allie and DZ, and we've got Pitbull tickets. He's coming to town with T-Pain at the end of August to AmFam Amphitheater on the Summerfest grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And we are sending people all this week around 7:45. So I'm pumped about that show.
It's Dolly in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. It's 305. And by the way, if you go to our website, 1037kissfm.com, we're getting ready for Mother's Day. We're giving away a $100 Stein's gift card.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that. And if Owen and Hudson could enter, I would force them to, but they're not allowed and they're too young.
They can't.
So,
but somebody's mama going to be very happy with that one.
Stein's gift card up for grabs on our website and Pitbull tickets on the way. Let's go with what would DZ do right now, though.
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so we have a pet problem today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. What's the problem?
Well, the first problem is that she wants her name changed. Mm-hmm. Give her a name change.
Her name is Susie.
Susie. I like Susie. Susie works. Not Susie works.
Shady Susie?
Well, let's find out.
Yeah, I want to know.
Because it might be a little bit shady. She says, should I steal my dad's dog?
Yeah, Shady Susie. Where was I? She is shady.
Excuse me. Shady Susie said, I want to steal my dad's dog and have for some time because he's a hoarder. When him and his girlfriend go out of town, they ask me to watch the dog, and I usually take the dog to my apartment against my dad's knowledge and wishes, and even though it's not allowed where I live, because it's just way better for both of us, honestly.
Hmm.
Last week, he had me watch the dog again, and I'd had enough this time. He's a border collie, and due to the state of the house, he clearly has some form of flea infection, or infestation.
Ew.
Excuse me. Flea infestation, not infection. My bad. Reading too fast.
Same thing, though.
I've been told I should just call animal protection services, but that would damage my relationship with my father. I'm literally the only person who sees the dog or the home besides them. I want to take the dog to my house, but since I can't, I really don't know what to do. I can't leave the dog there. He needs a happy life. And my situation is making it more awkward. My mother says leave it. My boyfriend doesn't want me to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a car, and I live like an hour's walk away. What advice? Should I steal my dad's dog? Susie?
Yes. The end.
So you really think you tell him to steal the dog?
How are you going to let the dog live like that, dude? What would you do?
Ah, see, that's tough. Cause I get it. You don't want to let the dog live in any neglectful, perjuring situation, if you will, right? But you can't have dogs at your place.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do to take care of this animal that isn't going to make your situation worse?
Right.
You're not going to be able to keep that under wraps.
Right.
You don't know if this dog really like barks like that. Or I mean, maybe you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you've taken care of the dog before. I don't know if taking the dog is the right situation now.
Okay.
What I say?
Yeah.
See about a friend.
Oh.
I know you got people. Clearly, you don't want the dog situation or the hoarder situation to get out of hand.
Yeah.
But you can't control what your dad's doing in his home.
At this point, the dog's better off in a shelter.
Maybe.
Honest to God. If it's flea infested, nobody's taking care of it. I mean, it needs medical attention.
You don't want to take somebody's dog to the shelter, especially when you have a connection to the dog being your dad's dog.
No, but if the fleas aren't being treated, what are you going to just... That's like torture.
But that's what I'm saying. See about a friend.
Yeah.
Talk to a homie. Let them know the situation. Mm-hmm. Somebody you trust. Somebody that you know could realistically take this dog. Mm-hmm. Have them hold the dog for you.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, next time when your dad goes on vacation, the dog ran away. What are you laughing at?
The dog ran away.
Shrug.
Look at that.
But I was letting the dog out, mm-hmm. and he got off leash, he got off leash, and bolted. I saw a couple fleas jump off and ping, 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 and then the dog hit it.
DZ said,
find a friend to take the dog and then tell your dad the dog ran away.
Find a friend. I like it. 414-533-1037. DZ says, find a friend, and then bing, dog's gone.
Then seal the dog.
Then seal the
but
dog.
But you can't take it. You're not allowed. Don't put yourself in that situation.
Okay. All right. We're going to hear everyone's input next. 414-533-1037. What should they do about the dog?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So the problem is somebody has a dog with fleas. It's her dad's dog.
Dad's dog. Dad's a hoarder. Bad situation. She wants to help. Susie said, I'm trying to steal my dad's dog.
And you said, don't steal the dog. Have a friend do it.
Right. Basically, you can steal it, but you can't take it.
Somebody
said, give it to somebody else.
If the dog has fleas, then the dad has them too. Find a friend to watch the dog and take the dad to the shelter.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with Gigi this morning in Franklin. We'll go to her first. Hi,
Gigi. Good morning, Gigi.
Good morning.
How are you? This isn't the same Gigi that works at a loom in Franklin, are you?
No.
Ah, different Gigi.
It's a good Gigi right there. She does some work for me, let me tell you, if you know what I'm saying, girl.
Well, shout out to all Gigi's.
The girls.
Good morning to you, Gigi. What do you think? What should Susie do about her dad's dog?
I think she should just have an anonymous call to the animal agency because, I mean, that's a lot to ask of a friend to take on a flea-infested dog, too, with concerns.
The dog's got a lot of issues, so you're basically being a foster if you're really going to take this dog on, if you're going to take it on.
Think about it, though, and Gigi, I love the point. I had the same thought, but when she said, I'm the only person that sees the dog, that means nobody ever sees this animal or what's going on. So if you make a anonymous report, your dad's going to know.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Your dad's going to know it was you somehow, somewhere. Think about it.
Maybe, because who else would have seen the dog?
Exactly.
They're right.
I'm wondering if there's neighbors. Because you never know.
Yeah.
They have to know it's flea infested.
We'd have to have a picture of what their property looks like to know if neighbors can see the situation.
I love it how people said, put them on the hoarder show. They will take care of it. Like, what?
Ooh.
Like, this is not that simple. Now you're going to cast a whole TV show to come do it?
Well, they'll help clean the house and they'll let you know you got to take care of the dog and get animal services involved. I've seen episodes, unfortunately, against my will.
I just don't think there's anything wrong with confronting someone who's got this many issues with pets and not worrying about their... They're already neglecting the dog. Why am I babying the adult? You know what I mean? Like, no, you're done. We gotta talk.
Hoarding is a mental health thing.
I know.
Man. You gotta treat that delicately.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
You've seen enough hoarders. You understand the mental health connection to that one.
Because it just scares me.
To teach you about some of this stuff with the mental health. You're like, nah.
Well, I don't know the book. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all a learned process. Some things you know, some things you don't.
Yeah.
You learn it all, man. You learn it all day by day.
But you have more empathy for hoarders because you've seen the show and you know something ain't right.
No, I don't have empathy.
Well, if you're saying it's mental health, that's empathy. You have more than you know.
That's making an acknowledgement. That's just saying you got to treat it delicately. Mm-hmm. And the dog's one of the first things that has to go. Then the house
Without
gets
a doubt.
Involved. That's why they're saying put them on the show because they'll help them step by step. Right? It sucks because you're putting family on blast.
Yeah, just
but
do it yourself. Somebody texted in. That's why I was going to say, why doesn't she just talk to her dad and say something? Because I'm sure he's got to be getting bit by these fleas and maybe not realizing it. Ew! Okay. Gigi, thanks for calling.
Paint the picture. Gigi, thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Gigi had to sit there while we went off for 5 minutes.
Now she's thinking about fleas. Everybody all itchy.
Ickity ick. Bryn's in Milwaukee. We'll go to her next on two. Hi, Bryn.
Morning.
Hi. So I think that she's just like talk to the dad. Like, just be honest of how you think the dog might be in pain. And maybe the dad will eventually realize that the dog is in pain. And the best thing for him is to go to get treated and go to a different home where he'd be healthy and happy.
Bryn? Mic drop.
How old are you, Bryn?
11.
You're too smart to be 11. No, that was good.
You're smarter than us, that's for sure,
so,
Bryn.
Bryn is saying the dog's important, but the dad is the person that has to treat the dog and
for
take
sure.
care of it and make that decision.
For sure.
Right?
Yes, I agree. Thank you, Bryn.
You're welcome.
Bye.
11-year-old genius right there.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Rebecca's in Burlington. We'll go to her on one. Hi, Rebecca.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. We're talking about what to do with this girl's dad's dog who has fleas and is a hot mess. Somebody said the dad's probably sleeping on a pile of newspapers from 1995.
That's the picture I had in my head. Right? Come on now, Rebecca.
What do you say?
What do you think? Yeah.
So I agree with Bryn, and I also, my first thought was call hoarders, but there's also like adult protective services, because how bad is the house? Like, you never know. Some of these situations are really dire for people. Like, they have health problems because of their hoarding.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, the house could be deemed unlivable by the situation, depending on how bad it is.
Well, now we're going deeper, but because the core is, what do we do with the dog? Well, now we're going to a point where do we need to just condemn the whole house and just put caution tape around it and tell everybody to leave.
Quarantine the block.
Everybody out.
I mean, it's deeper than the dog, but that's what Susan wrote
in. And I'm with the daughter, too. Like, I'd come snatch the dog and take it home.
I would, too.
As far as the dog, steal it. Yeah. Everything else, I don't know about
your dad. There's no way I'm leaving a flea-infested dog in someone's house and acting like I don't know nothing about it. There's just no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way.
It's tough when it's your parents.
I know. I know. I'd call someone and act like I didn't see anything.
All I know is Susie's house is spick and span, bro. I guarantee you it's spotless.
Shady Susie.
Shady Susie.
All right. Thank you for calling, Rebecca.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Last but not least, let's see what Lori says quick in Cedarburg, because I think we have the best advice.
I feel like we've got it, but round it out. Why not?
Never know. Let's hear a theme song. Lori, good morning.
Morning.
Okay. What should they do?
I agree with the last two callers, Bryn, because, I was going to say, talk to your dad, because anything she does is going to strain her relationship with her father and anybody else.
Yeah.
And I'd say set timelines. Like, okay, if you don't do this by this time, I'll do this.
Ultimatums, basically. Mm. You've got 2 weeks to get the dog to a vet, or I'm coming and taking him myself.
Yeah. A timeline is definitely it.
That's good. That in this situation, you kind of need it.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on how bad everything is, call adult CPS, because does he have other mental issues or whatever that is causing him to be this way? And he can't take care of himself, so clearly because he can't take care of a dog.
They have APS, Adult Protective Services?
I don't know.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Today years old.
Yeah. I saw a lot when I worked in the hospital, but yes, they do. They have adult protect our child just like they do for the child.
Okay.
Somebody texted and said, need to get professionals involved. Coworker's uncle was a hoarder and died in a house fire because no one could get to him. Yeah, I mean, it's clear that the dog shouldn't be there and that everybody here needs help, but the core is, what should we do with the dog? And get the damn dog out of there.
I'm sticking
to it. And
deal
with the dad.
I'm sticking to it. Pretend like the dog ran away and find somebody that could take the pooch for a little bit until you can take him. Because the dog should be with you, obviously.
Yeah.
You watch the dog enough. She said she's the only person that sees the dog. That's your dog, aside from it
being
your
dad. The dog's like, please save me.
I got fleas.
Please, Lord.
I'm emaciated.
Oh, gosh.
Lori, we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Lori.
Bye.
All right, so a lot of people texting in, put them on hoarders. I say get the dog out and help the dad if you need. But the dog, there's no way I'm sitting by watching a dog in that kind of setting and doing nothing. No way.
First things first, I think get the dog, for sure.
Amen. And then get the dad.
And then get the dog, then the dad, in that order.
Thank you. .7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ, and you don't want to go anywhere, because after Am I the Jerk, we got tickets to Pitbull and T-Pain, because they're coming with the Party After Dark tour.
It's going to be so dope. Are you already now?
I'm so excited about this, happening at the end of August at AmFam Amphitheater. So going to be outside, not during Summerfest. We get the whole park to ourselves.
I don't know if there's going to be fireworks, but there should be.
There should be. One of the most fun shows, Pitbull. Your tickets after Am I the Jerk And by the way, we also have a Stein's $100 gift card. This, the idea is do something nice for mom.
Yeah.
I know some of you are going to try to win it yourselves, but Mother's Day is right around the corner.
And if you do win it yourself, mm-hmm. do something for mom still.
Exactly.
And if you maybe don't have your mom, I'm sorry, but then yeah, do something nice for somebody's mama.
Well, that's another topic.
This
is like when you talk about children and then you have to, all, and then people are like, but what about the people that don't have kids? I can't get to everyone. I want to be nice. I want to be inclusive, but we're talking about, I know, it's hard.
Mother's Day.
It's
what
hard.
Can we do
I know.
About
I don't know what to say. Right. Like, you know?
Right.
So anyway, so, but you know, I'm bringing up an
I know exactly
this
what you mean.
This could be an Am I the Jerk.
It gets awkward.
It gets awkward when people are like, well, I lost my mom. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Now it's awkward.
But you had her, you know, remember the good times. Try to keep it positive.
My mom doesn't have her mom. I think about these things. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have somebody, you know, that doesn't have their mom no matter what.
My grandmother's been gone for six, almost 7 years. Yeah. And I know, I think my mother on Mother's Day thinks about that. Often.
Right. See?
Often, right? So
it's hard. So she could go win it for herself.
There you go.
That's a perfect.
I can't win it for her. Well,
exactly.
Technically, she's
she
my mom.
Can't
so
win
she
it
can't
either.
Win it
Never
either.
Mind. You know what? This Dang has it. Been a wacky break.
But y'all could win it. Y'all can win it. So y'all should go do that.
1037kissfm.com. That's where that Stein's $100 gift card is. And then the Pitbull tickets are coming up after Am I the Jerk.
Yeah, and we all want those. I know that's right.
I'm so ready for this show. I'm ready for summer. I mean, Saturday when it was 70 degrees.
Got a taste.
It was like, let's go.
Oh, I went outside in shorts, no shirt, and I said, yes.
I'm just going to pretend like the tornadoes didn't happen and the watches and the basement stuff we all had to do on Saturday, and we're just going to say the day was great.
I like the breeze.
I'm ready for summer. Let's go.
What whipping winds?
Seriously. Am I the Jerk is next, and somebody wants to know if they're a jerk for basically uninviting someone from a birthday dinner.
So they were invited and got uninvited.
Kind of saying, you can't bring them to my birthday dinner.
Awkward.
We'll tell you about it next. Kiss FM. Mm.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today on Am I the Jerk, we got a message from, should we change your name? No, Lisa.
Lisa.
I don't know if she changed her name to this or not. I can't remember anymore because we get them, we put them in the pile, and then we read them when we get to them.
And if she was supposed to be Christmas protection,
whatever.
Her name is Lisa, not
sorry,
actually
my bad. Here's what Lisa wants to know. She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her friend that her sister isn't invited to her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on, listen to the whole thing. Am I the jerk for telling my friend her sister can't come? She said, my birthday's next week. I've planned a dinner with some of my friends to celebrate. One of my friends recently dated another friend's sister, and the breakup was very messy.
Oh.
He can't even be in the same room with her, or he'll go into a deep depression for weeks. So he's heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? She said, I'm not really friends with the sister, so I asked my friend if she would please not bring her along for the dinner. Now my friend is mad at me, saying that I'm causing unnecessary drama. Am I the jerk? That's what she wants to know. She wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her friend she can't bring the sister to the birthday dinner because the sister broke her other friend's heart.
So you're just looking out for the homie.
Yeah, you're going, well, think about it. It's like you're having a birthday dinner and I dated somebody's brother.
Right.
And now you're going, well, do I invite Allie and the brother? Well,
right.
No, you're going to, no.
No, you're not.
You can't invite, you invite the one you're closer to.
Yep,
don't
exactly.
You think?
Yeah, that's exactly what she's thinking. That's exactly what
but then if
on.
It's you, you're going, well, that's my sister. How could you not invite my sister? My sister's more important than him.
Are you friends with the sister, though? I'm friends with you, not necessarily
right.
Your sister.
Well,
you
and if you're friends
your
with both, then I don't know what
then
to tell you.
That's tough. No, when you're friends with both, that's tough. Because then you got to tell homie, you got to buck up, buddy.
Is it unnecessary drama when you try not to put two people in the same room who broke up? And like, you're basically catering to that. Or are you saying, figure it out and be in the same room? Because I'd be like, no, I'm not. Get him out.
I don't know why she's trying to cater to the friend on her birthday. She wants to be nice and she wants everybody there.
She's people-pleasing.
People-pleasing.
And saying, you all should be in the same room because it's my birthday no matter your problems.
Exactly.
And they're going, nope. Not going to work. Ooh-wee. All right. Is Lisa the jerk for telling her friend that she can't bring her sister to her birthday because she broke a friend's heart?
Sounds so funny out loud,
does,
don't it?
It does, right? 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next.
the jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Lisa wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her friend that her sister can't come to her birthday because she used to date at one of the guys in the group and they had a really bad breakup. And now he goes into a deep depression if he's in the same room. He can't even be around her.
He gets sad.
He's heartbroken.
He is.
So they're saying, don't bring the sister. We don't need the drama. And her friend's saying, you're just creating unnecessary drama now for not including everyone. No way, dude.
No.
Well, let's see what the listeners say. Let's see. Nancy's calling in Milwaukee. We'll start with her. Nancy, good morning.
Morning, buenos dias.
Hi, good morning.
Dang. Oh, y'all harmonize
the whole
that.
Family. Hey, dang.
Good morning, squad.
Which way we going? Jerk or not the jerk for saying...
Not the jerk.
Oh, they didn't even... They
decided.
No. Done.
They had already debated in the car. Not the jerk.
Definitely not the jerk. I feel like the friend's sister and the friend are actually the ones creating the drama.
Oh.
If I'm inviting you and my friend to a birthday party, you do not need to bring the sister. Like, I feel like the sister wants to go just so she can
see
probably
the
look good, show off to the ex and say, oh, yeah, I'm having fun. I don't care about our breakup. No, she is definitely not the jerk.
You got to protect the guy. That she's being toxic.
Yeah.
She's playing games.
Yes.
Put me in the same room. And
why is she trying to show
toxica.
Up? To the La toxica. Yeah, Nancy said it right. La toxica.
Don't ask how I know that. I know because DZ said it about me.
Chill out.
Run the tape back.
I mean, fair. No,
but seriously,
funny.
It's true. Okay, so you're saying that the sister coming is causing nothing but problems. I think we all agree
on
that. I hear that.
Yeah,
I didn't think about it like that. But yeah, Nancy, you're not wrong.
All right.
And I feel like the friend will definitely be worried about if the sister comes, what drama will happen. No, she wants to have fun on her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
No.
Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, and somebody said if she's not friends with the sister, why would the friend assume her sister's invited? Probably because when you know your friends, you know their family, and they all run together.
Exactly.
But no.
That's
especially
why.
Especially sisters. Mm-hmm. You know that. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like DZ's sister better than DZ sometimes.
I'm not even mad at it because I know it's true.
I'm just kidding.
Run the tape back.
You're not wrong.
And my sister-in-law's, bro. I'm already knowing. I'm pushed out the second they get the chance.
Sisters. Now it's really over
it's
for
over.
You. Now it's really over. All right. Thanks, Nancy. Have a good day.
Bye,
everybody.
Right.
Bye.
Next up, he's always a very passionate man, and we haven't talked to him during Am I the Jerk in a hot minute.
Who?
Ryan in Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia. We call it Calabama.
It's
Calabama.
Ryan,
no Caledonia in this world.
I already know that you're going to be very passionate about this. So is Lisa the jerk for saying the sister cannot come to the birthday since she broke the other friend's heart?
Hell to the no.
I love it.
No. The answer is no.
Not the
jerk. Why would she be a jerk? No. You invite your people that you want there. You don't invite the people that you don't want there.
But then
the
people...
sister wasn't inviting, she wasn't invited. Just that simple.
But like we just discussed, Ryan, the people that we invite usually invite who they want
to
invite.
They think, oh, it's my family. Then, nobody will care.
Right. It's just one. Everybody gets a plus one.
I do care because when it comes down to food and it comes down to beverages, you plan for who you've invited. Or who's RSVP'd.
Well, and she is
we
not.
We make an RSVP.
She's not friends with the sister. That is what makes this so icky. There is no reason to bring her friend's ex. It's basically inviting all your friends and then going, oh, his ex wants to come as well. No, she's not allowed.
The sister just sounds like she wants to be a wedding crasher or a party crasher. That's all she wants to be. She doesn't want to be.
And being a party pooper, that's what she's trying to do.
Exactly.
Well, props to Lisa for trying to protect the friend, at least, so he won't cry the whole dinner.
Touche.
Or go into a deep depression.
Protect the homie
at all costs.
Well,
the dude needs to get over it, though, too. If it didn't work out, it didn't work out. Time to move on. There's, like, millions of fish in the sea, so go pick another fish.
We don't know how long ago this was, though.
True.
It could have been very recent.
Because Ryan's looking at both sides. He's going, well, eventually you got to move on, and you got to be in the same room with her if everybody is this connected. And this is also, by the way, why you shouldn't date your friend boyfriend's sister. How about that?
Ooh, that part.
Actually, I'm realizing this all as we're saying it out loud. I'm like, hold on. Here was the real messy part.
These that two. Created the soup in the pot.
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm. And that's when they got muddy. Ryan ain't wrong. Mm-hmm.
All right, Ryan. Not the jerk. Thanks for calling.
Not the jerk. No problem. Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday. Happy
There's
Monday.
Nothing happy about this Monday. What the hell's wrong with both of you?
He's
happy
trying to bring
Monday?
It up. He's trying
Have
to bring
you
it
looked
up.
Outside?
No, because I'm just listening to Ryan. He said happy, so I think happy.
Olivia's in Sheboygan Falls. Last but not least, Olivia, are you going to bring the broom in?
Ooh, sweeping it?
I am. Yep, I'm bringing the broom. It's a sweep.
Woo! Ooh, not the jerk.
All right, why is she not the jerk? Go on.
First and foremost, the biggest thing, it's her birthday, and she doesn't want unnecessary drama at her birthday dinner, so it's up to her who comes. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. So she's not causing drama. Again, like others said, if anybody's causing drama, it's both sides of the friends by bringing their personal lives into it. But it's her birthday. She gets to do what she wants.
Ah, okay. So it's a clean sweep. It's yep. not the jerk. And what you said is right. And it keeps going back to that it's, you know, somebody's birthday. That it's somebody's birthday. So, I mean, thanks for calling. We appreciate it, Olivia.
You. Thank you for having me.
We got to do Pitbull tickets. We got to do some Pitbull
What's
tickets.
Up?
So you know I want a Pitbull song. I know you want me.
Is it?
I know you. I mean, we could play like 20 Pitbull songs, but we have to pick one specifically before we give away these tickets.
You literally started this yourself. You know what we're playing. You started this. You wanted it. You getting it. You getting
this show is going to be amazing. Pitbull coming with T-Pain. Wisconsin.
No, Wisconsin.
What a show. This is going to be an amazing party this summer. August 31st at AmFam Amphitheater. We are sending somebody and a friend to see Pitbull and T-Pain right now. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see Pitbull. Let's go. Let's go. Kiss FM. I know you want me. You know I want you. Kiss FM. He is coming to town in August. This is going to be one of the best shows.
Save the date.
T-Pain and Pitbull at AmFam Amphitheater at the Summerfest grounds at the end of August. And Karen is on the phone in Greendale. Good morning, Karen.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, I have to tell you something. I had to defend your name this weekend. And you didn't even know it. I was with Hudson, and I don't even know where we were. You know, he's 10, and he's in fourth grade, so we're at that age.
You're
and
everywhere.
Somebody was named Karen. He goes, can you believe somebody's name is Karen? And I looked at him, I go, a lot of people's names are Karen, including one of our friend's cousins. We know a few Karens. Like,
yeah, we do.
Chill
good,
out,
good
my
Karens,
guy.
Too, at that.
And he just was like, couldn't get over it that there were people named Karen in the world. That's a real name. I'm like, it's a real name.
It's nope. It's a meme name to them, boy. I tell you.
Well, Karen, you're going to see Pitbull.
Yeah.
This is great. I can't wait.
She sounds like awesome. A fun Karen.
Yeah, you're not a mean Karen. You're not the
no,
one.
No, I'm not.
You're not complaining or asking for the manager with the Kate haircut, the
no.
Kate plus 8 haircut?
No.
No, she's God. Winning Pitbull and no. T-Pain tickets.
She thought the Kate plus 8 haircut was funny.
No, that got her. That got her.
All right, Karen, you're going, and we hope you have a
this
great
is
time.
Super.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much.
Who are you taking with you? I mean, do you know, or you got to think about it?
Probably my husband.
Probably. Why? Whatever. No,
the husbands don't get the sure answer.
Next.
We get the probably, I guess.
Just kidding. Listen to her laugh.
She said probably and meant it. You better watch out, my boy.
Oh, Karen. All right. Hold on, girl. We got to get a little All more right. info from you, okay?
Thank you.
You're so All welcome. Right. There you go. We're going to be giving away these Pitbull T-Pain tickets every day this week around this time. And you can still win the trip to London to see Taylor Swift if you listen on the Odyssey app.
That's
so
right.
If you're about to go into work, download the Odyssey app and just switch over and listen to Kiss right there on your phone or tablet or Alexa or whatever, because 1 hour gets you entered to win a trip for four to London to see Taylor.
And that's every day.
Every single day.
You know
day.
What I'm saying? Every mm-hmm. day that you listen for an hour is going to get you an entry. You know what I'm saying? Rack them up.
Good luck. Listen through the app. Win that trip to London. Kiss FM. Happy Monday.
Wepa.
All right. minutes. You gotta watch yourself, people. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I feel like we need to bring up this local story as a PSA that you cannot track your exes with an Apple AirTag, you freaks. Stop. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, no, that, I think it's funny that we have to say that, but we should say
we
that.
We do, because mm-hmm. a woman in Racine is now probably going to be going to jail after being, you know, tracking her ex and another, the ex's new girl with AirTags, and of course they were found, because if you're traveling with one, it tells your Apple iPhone or anything else. Like, my iPhone will go, you have an AirTag nearby, because I had a friend who's had AirTags on her dogs.
Really?
It would notify me every time the AirTag was in the room with me. It actually got annoying.
On its own? It didn't have, you didn't have to go into, like, to find my iPhone
nope,
or whatever?
My app? Phone would say, there's an AirTag traveling with you.
Huh.
It's so that we know that somebody's trying to stalk us if right. they are.
You getting stalked,
thank
my
you,
boy.
iPhone. Yeah. Well,
I've never had my phone say that.
Because you've never had an AirTag traveling with you, which is a good thing, not a bad thing, okay?
Touche,
and
fair.
And mine just happened to be on a friend's dog, so mm-hmm. I've seen that pop up, you know, and happen before.
Interesting.
But I feel like we should talk about this, because in today's day and age with social media and people being so emboldened, people yeah. think they have access to all your stuff. And I'm binging Love is Blind, season 5. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. Lydia and Uche, if you watch it, this was a whole thing.
I was like, nope.
You don't, but if they watch, they know. It was a whole thing of him accusing her of stalking him online and the women he was dating. And she was like, no. I mean, there's a whole thing.
It got weird.
It got weird. But it's all the same topic. Mm-hmm. You know, how deep are you going online? Are you watching 4 different people's stories because they might be dating your ex? I mean, that's when we're like going deep, you
how
know?
How obsessed are you?
It's Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo's obsessed.
But don't be putting AirTags. And now you're, I mean, tracking people's location and putting an AirTag on their car.
It's just as weird as when you try to hide and then share somebody's location. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. It's the same lines. That means you're tracking somebody's personal movements when they don't know.
No.
That's shiesty. That's
crazy.
Weird. That's mm-hmm. felony behavior, bro. That's yeah. stalking behavior where you can get a restraining order or be sent to jail.
This woman got accused of misuse of a GPS device mm-hmm. and violation of an injunction because there was already other stuff going
okay,
on.
So but she was already on the crazy side.
That's why I'm
side.
Like, yeah, I don't want to talk about this woman specifically because this is not like the first person to do this no. and stalk someone with no. something like an AirTag. And if you have an Android, you're not going to know the AirTags with you.
I'm not trying to get crazy and not freak people out.
Oh, no. Get crazy because I like, you go
you
places.
Like crazy.
No, because you go places I've never thought to go and you bring a different perspective, much like I do. I'll tell Fair. You the, this is maybe from the woman online, and then you go, but hold on. No, but
did you think about this, Allie?
No, but tell me what.
But no, hold on. Like, it doesn't even have to be somebody you know. Forget the ex, forget anything.
Sure.
Let's think about people that try to do harm. The the traffickers.
The traffickers,
ones,
yeah.
The ones that will tie a little bandana to whatever or uh-huh. mark your tire with something or put an Apple AirTag in your vehicle without you noticing, say in the wheel well,
yeah.
and then track you home, follow you to your next destination, mm-hmm. and then whoop, swoop you up when the time is right. Mm-hmm. You can't just trust anybody willy-nilly, no. whether you know somebody or not. Like you said to open, watch yourself.
Watch yourself. Like, seriously, people are so emboldened with mm-hmm. social media. And I mean, I'm guilty of going deep and looking at people online, but this is, I mean, putting tracking people's
tracking.
Location and staring at it all the time. That's, I mean, you also need help at that
oh, yeah.
point. You need
oh, yeah.
there's an obsession or something going on you need some help with. But.
It's one thing to maybe be feeling some type of way about mm-hmm. an ex or whatever, still heartbroken. You're watching their stories. You're reminiscing. You're seeing them happy.
But you want to control everything because you have no control and
right.
you can't.
But to go out of your way and now say, I'm crazy enough to go. I want to know where both of you are at all times. So I'm going to track y'all.
Well, and do people what? Think these out and then what? So let's, you go to your ex and his new woman, you find him, and then what?
You think this is going to win him back?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to cause more problems and go to jail. What are you going to do?
Ooh, now you look that
think
wild.
Think about it. Like, you didn't think that through.
That's out of pocket. Nope. And people rarely think things through, but what's they say? What's the show called? Love is what?
Love is Blind Boy. Is the one I was talking about where this came up, the online stalking and the arguing and the debating. Was I stalking him? Was I not? I mean, this, the AirTag's clear cut.
It's the name of the show for a reason, though, because love makes you blind and people wild out and will do some of the craziest things when they're that smitten with somebody. Am I
what?
Wrong?
You're not wrong. You're people, not wrong, you
out
jerk.
Of pocket and out of character. What? I wasn't talking about you.
Why are you bringing up people acting crazy on this show? Knock it off.
Because that's what we're talking about.
No, it's true. It's true. Without love will make you crazy, not blind.
Allie, why are you turning red?
Shut up, DZ. Shut up. I've only been crazy twice.
Justifiably crazy.
And there were no air tags, and it was justified in my mind. Thank you very much.
Right. This story ain't about Allie.
Yeah, it ain't about Allie. So I just, PSA, you know, we're not going to take calls on it, but just know that there are consequences to stalking people and going a little too deep. So next time you want to get control,
don't
stop yourself. Go talk to a therapist.
Please.
That's my mental health advice. Have a great day. Solo. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Ah, so the last time you were at the store and couldn't find someone, I went through this with peanut butter, and I'm convinced that's why they put a peanut butter sign now in Pick and Save and
Allie
Walmart and everywhere
else.
Now they actually have a sign that says peanut butter if you're looking for stuff.
Rather than just condiments.
Because I always felt like it was never where it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Was it near the bread, or is this always somewhere wacky?
Is it at an end aisle?
Yeah, so you had this problem, didn't you?
It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
It was an absolute nightmare. So
what were you looking for?
Well, you guys know, and maybe you don't, but I'm one of the in-game hosts for the Bucks this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for shoelaces. Green shoelaces at that.
Yeah.
Because last week we had a home game.
Ah.
Right? We're coming back. We got another home game tomorrow.
Got this.
But last Tuesday there was a game, right? And I was like, oh dang, well, with my fit, I want these green laces.
Yeah.
Let me go to the store real quick. And I had the thought, working where we work, hit Southridge. Hit the mall.
Yeah.
I ain't been to the mall in a minute.
Right?
They got to have shoelaces.
They got a whole arcade there now.
They got everything, right? Like, that place is popping.
Yeah.
So I pull up to Golf Galaxy, a.k.a. Dick's, right? Sporting Goods.
It's
the mix.
Yeah.
Hey, where are the shoelaces?
I forget they're mixed together, yeah.
They point me to the back, hit the shoelaces. They only got, like, three pairs of shoelaces. White, black, and like a boot brown. Oh, man, this ain't what I'm looking for.
Can't think of the last time I looked for shoelaces.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
And then there I was last Tuesday. So I pop out, hit the shoe store right next door, right outside inside the mall. We don't even got shoelaces. What do you mean? You're a shoe store. No shoelaces?
It's like how people don't use them anymore. A lot of people.
It was a nightmare. So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. Go down the line. When I say no exaggeration, I walked the entire mall.
Yeah.
I hoofed it. I was quick, light, brisk walking, borderline jogging, because I hit.
You were like the old people who walked the mall.
I was a mall walker. And it was the middle of the day, too, because I had to do it before rehearsal.
So you weren't alone.
So mind you, it's like 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm running through the mall, store to store. I hit Dick's. I hit up every shoe store, every single shoe store, top and bottom. Hit up Spencer's. I was about to go into Rue 21.
You were trying to get creative.
Everywhere. Yeah. I was trying to pop into everywhere. Y'all got shoelaces? Y'all got shoelaces?
Nothing.
I went into Lids. Y'all got shoelaces?
Dang.
They said, nah, we sell hats. It's like, no, I knew that, but I just thought maybe shoelaces. Nobody.
Nothing.
They either didn't have shoelaces or they didn't have green shoelaces, only had black or white. Trash.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute trash.
It's like they want you to just buy everything online anymore. It's like all these random things, they don't even carry it. It's like, oh, you want shoelaces? Figure it out.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I hate it.
Yeah. It's things like that, though, that they stopped carrying because it's like there wasn't enough demand, so we'll keep a couple here just in case. But otherwise, all these people can just go find it themselves somewhere else.
Order it online.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to bounce store to store or go to more places.
Yeah.
So on my way out, I made one last ditch effort and I called Rogan Shoes.
Yeah.
So, yo, y'all are up the street. Do y'all got shoelaces? Lady was like, let me check. Put me on hold.
Yeah.
They only had black or white shoelaces. They didn't. Nobody had green shoelaces anywhere.
They don't exist.
In the Milwaukee vicinity. They didn't exist.
Which is ironic since we got Go Bucks.
Thank you. Not even just the Bucks.
Yeah.
But the Pack. There's green.
Oh, yeah.
The
Packers, too.
Come on.
We should have green shoelaces.
There should
You're
be
right.
green shoelaces stocked.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The places that you think would have them didn't have them.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time I went to the store.
Somebody said Amazon everything. Oh, somebody said the Skechers store by Southridge. They have colored laces, a whole shoelace rack. Well, he missed it.
Are you serious?
He didn't see the Skechers store, whoever wrote that in.
No, now I'm even more mad.
Wait,
I looked at the Skechers store and I said, there's no way. Not at Skechers.
Somebody said DZ DZ can find shoelaces at a beauty supply store. Like, I never would have even thought that. Even what? I wouldn't have thought that. And I'd go, like, a beauty, like an Ulta? No. What are you talking about?
Like, right. Are we talking Ulta Beauty?
Because now a beauty supply store is Ulta or something.
Are we talking like Stacy's Beauty Supply?
You mean like Sally
like a
Hansen?
Pop and pop, Sally's,
like a Sally
yeah.
Hansen's like old school at this point.
Or are we talking about the ones in the hood that are, like, you know, just ran by independent owners?
Oh, well, then maybe we
maybe.
Are.
Maybe. I don't know. Beauty supply stores. Oh.
Huh. I don't know.
Huh? Okay.
I don't know. All right. 414-533-1037. The topic is, what's the last thing you couldn't find at a store? Was it shoelaces? Was it peanut butter? What was it, everybody?
Tell us.
We want to know. Something you had to go online to find because you searched everywhere. And I'm talking, you went from store to store.
It was the worst.
Sheesh. We'll talk to you guys next.
And I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Baby, pour that sugar and liquor on me too. Spurs, spurs, boots. Sologenic, photogenic.
103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
We're talking about things we cannot find at the store. DZ looked everywhere for shoelaces.
The worst experience ever at the mall. Mm-hmm. I never want to go back again.
I wrote down Lana in Waukesha. Is that her name?
That is.
Wow, because I was like, did I write that down? You ever look at something you just did and go,
what
was her name Lana?
Good morning, Lana.
Why, Lana? I don't know why it just didn't look right when I looked down. I'm like, was her name Lana? Am I losing my mind?
You got it.
Wow. Hi, Lana. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. Well, better now that I actually found what I needed.
Yeah.
But couldn't find no shoelaces. What was the last thing you went to the store and couldn't find?
The last thing I went to the store to find was preemie baby clothes. I had to bring my mother with me. We looked up and down, and I swear we could not find them anywhere.
It is rough finding preemie baby clothes. Uh-huh. Trust me. We got that experience, Lana. Uh-huh. So what did you guys end up doing?
We went store to store looking everywhere, and then we got to like your point, and I was like, I'm not going to any store again. Mm-hmm. We're calling ahead. And nowhere, believe it or not, like from the Wachita, Milwaukee area, I couldn't find anywhere to have preemie baby clothes. We just Amazon.
But then you gotta wait, and you need it now.
Yeah, it's annoying.
You need the baby clothes now.
You want the satisfaction of walking into the store and just finding it.
Well, you usually go to the store because you want it in the moment or for some time soon after.
That's true.
You don't wait. When you order it online, it's because you got time to wait.
It's not as satisfying.
And then
you don't
even know if it's actually really the right size or any. If it could go missing. Like, that literally part. Anything can happen.
Ooh.
So we ended up having to contact the hospital, and the hospital ended up having to give us like the little, like the white clothes that they had there. So
that's genius. Wow. That's actually
over.
That's really genius, though. I wouldn't have thought to do that.
Okay.
I would have just been mad.
Yeah, no kidding.
Lana resourceful over here.
I mean, that's what she got to do, though.
That part.
Oh, yeah, right. Definitely, especially for the baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for calling, Lana. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
People are texting in. Target has laces. He needed green ones specifically, and he couldn't find them, people.
I had gone to
Let
Target the night before.
Let the laces go.
Don't need to add it to the story. I had gone to Target the night before. Yeah. They didn't have what I needed.
Thank you. And you can look online when you're dealing with a Target. You can literally look online and see if they have the product before you go there.
Half the time they still say, but it's going to get delivered to you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not in stores.
Erin's in Racine. Let's go to her next. Hi, Erin.
Morning.
Hi.
Somebody wrote in.
Oh, no theme song. I forgot to tell you that I had my theme song.
Oh, your theme song. You have a theme song?
That's okay. The thrift shop.
Oh, wait.
Erin and Racine.
Oh, my. All the offense that I just called.
I've been trying to get through for a while, but it's been a while.
Wow.
Did we forget to put her theme song in? Is that how long it's been? Or
nope.
We just forgot she existed?
I forgot she had her theme song. That's my bad, Erin.
Well,
hand up.
That's okay.
You got a call, girl. We got you back.
Hey, I've been. I mean, it's only been like a month, but
only.
Anyway.
We got
only
you.
I got the tape to roll back.
You're back.
Oh, look at her changing the subject. She says, anyway. Allie.
Let me tell you about the last thing I couldn't find in stores, though.
What was it, Erin? What was it?
Well, I've got curves, and I do not like showing my arm. And finding a dress, especially a formal dress, with sleeves feels like impossible in the store.
In today's day and age, if you can't find the right dress because of the style. A lot of things are sleeveless or just don't have arms.
Sleeveless, backless, sideless, basically dressless.
Crop top, hoochie mama, looking good,
especially,
sister.
especially for plus size, it's like as if everything's a moo-moo. It's like, no, I am not doing this.
I hated that about buying plus size clothes. It's not, they just don't make them cute enough.
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't feel but complimentary.
Overseas, they make them wonderful, like for plus size. Make them best quality, but it's awesome to buy on Amazon.
So that's what you end up doing, buying online, because then you just feel like you're getting what you order, huh?
Yeah.
That's true.
Well,
that's
somebody texted in and said they couldn't find a grapefruit spoon, and they still don't have one. Well, that's what you get for eating grapefruit. That's nasty.
That's your own problem.
I mean, just get an ice cream scoop at that point. I got a little melon scooper that you could use for grapefruit.
I didn't know they had particular spoons for grapefruit.
Because it's disgusting, and nobody eats it but our grandparents, okay? So, sorry, grapefruit person.
I think it's triangular, actually, if I'm remembering correctly.
Okay, wait, this is a real...
No, I was going to say, Aaron really knows about the grapefruit spoon.
Oh, you eat grapefruit too, do you?
Look at it. Can't. I'm not allowed to, but I do watch a lot of cooking shows and videos, so yes.
It looks like a spoon, it looks like a spoon.
So that's what
I see. It's a triangular spoon, a little more triangular, but it's a spoon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I believe so, if it's what I'm thinking of.
Learning so many things. No. Of course you're not going to find one of those in stores. You got to order that online.
You're correct. You are correct, Aaron. It is triangular, but it looks like a triangular spoon. I don't know how else to explain
She knows her spoons. Don't you doubt her.
Who cares? Okay, thanks
Aaron,
for calling,
Aaron. Aaron, we appreciate you, fam.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Sorry about the theme song again. My bad.
Not only I spend 5 minutes Googling and then go, who cares?
Who cares about the spoon that you just got so invested in?
Lindsay's in Franksville. Last but not least, we're talking about the last thing you couldn't find in a store.
I'm not missing this one.
Don't miss it. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What's the last thing you couldn't find in a store?
I am marrying a Pinterest person. Mm-hmm. So we are doing a lot of our do-it-yourself and save some money on our wedding. And smart. So we were spray painting vases and we were trying to do like rainbow colors. And we could not find yellow stained spray paint.
Uh-huh.
And even online on Amazon, like you can get it for $70. I'm like, okay, that's a little much. And so I found some in Illinois. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. Found some somewhere else, and they're like, so I ordered it, and they're like, just kidding, this doesn't have it. I'm like,
what?
Oh, it would be on.
For spray paint.
All for spray paint. But that is something so specific that
yellow?
You can't find of all the things, especially in this state.
I get yellow.
Yeah, green, right? And yellow.
Like, come on, green and yellow.
That's a primary color. Everybody should have yellow. I want to go find some yellow spray paint now.
They had yellow, but it was like the stained glass because we were spraying vases, so we wanted to see through.
It wasn't the right yellow.
Oh, God.
No. That's the other problem. You could have found a green, but it could have been the wrong green for the shoelaces.
True.
What if you don't find the right green?
That's right. That's what I was missing. Mm-hmm. It was a problem that they weren't finding the specific spray paint that they were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Hate that, man. Mm-hmm. That's where Amazon comes in. And
see?
It makes you mad because that's the only place to go.
That's the only one. All right. Or online, period.
True.
You know?
Doesn't have to be Amazon.
Doesn't have to be Amazon. It could just be online. Thanks for calling, Lindsay.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Thanks for sharing, everybody. We see all your texts. They're coming in like crazy, besides the grapefruit.
They said they've been eating spoons.
Oh, they texted in. Been eating grapefruit since I was 6. I'm 28 now. My bad.
Oh, my bad, man. You and all your friends.
Somebody was looking for a tape player with a CD for their cassettes and CDs. Hang it up.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.